Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Yes, it is I. Sorry, as I take my rightful seat in front of you all. Well, the microphone, anyway. Hello, everyone. I am the icon, Sean Jazz Stevens, the F4L, the one and only living legend, and the that's basically who I am. I am the F4L icon, Sean Jazz Stevens, here to welcome you to a Saturday Night Live edition of the F4L headquarters. So welcome to the headquarters. It's been a little while since we've been here. Hope you guys are all doing well, and I hope everyone is doing what they got to do and getting everything done as far as making their goals, dreams happen. Hope you guys are keeping safe and staying healthy. Hopefully you guys are having an epic weekend so far. We're Saturday, so you're about halfway over already. So you have, another couple hours basically till the weekend is, quote, over, I suppose. I don't know what everyone else does with their weekends or whatever else. I always find myself being busy always. And that doesn't say much. I'm always busy. A lot of people think that, when you do a lot of the things that I do, I don't think they really realize exactly everything that I do on my off time. I mean, I'm always getting into something, doing something. This week, however, has been a little different. I've had to do a couple things. And before we go further, I do want to say I do want to address something. And, one of the good things about having this show, one of the reasons I do this show is to try to inspire people so incidences that happened out in Utah don't happen. Earlier this week, for you guys who don't know, unfortunately, when it comes to bullying, another bullying victim has come into light. And this time it's out of Utah, a young man who was bullied by only one bully. Unfortunately, he was bullied so much so that he felt that he couldn't continue with life as we know it. 12 years old, folks. And a lot of people have asked me my opinions on this. It's really not much of an opinion as much as I feel it's our duty as people, as humans, as parents, as, visionaries, being the leader of the F4L, or in general, just, one of the reasons I am who I am is one of my first, kind of, quote, jobs was being a bully buster. I never liked bullies. I never will enjoy bullies. I always have always fought against bullying, because there is no place for bullies. It's just not a place. No one should ever make someone else feel so poorly about themselves and feel so helpless that they feel that taking their lives is the only solution. That is awful. And I feel like as a society and as people, we fail these people who are victims of these things. And I know that on this show, I try to keep positive, but I also try to keep it real with people too. I don't talk about certain subjects because I'm not experts in everything in the world. I'm not a medical professionist as far as medical stuff. So I'm not going to talk about various other, different other ailments in the world. But when it comes to bullying, this is something that I am a specialist in. So much so that this past week I had to revisit a lot of my old prior schools and so forth. That what happens is a lot of times, young people, especially youth, schools in general, a lot of the times when these incidences happen where a young man or someone who is young loses their life to something like bullying, at least in my area, I'm usually one of the first people that the schools will contact to me to come in to talk to the students.
about the importance of, you know, why bullying should not be a thing, and also talk to them about just, you know, what the F4L is, and talking to them about why bullying should never be a place for anyone, why no one should ever feel alone, and also to let remind the young people and people in general know they're not alone, that there are so many people that are having the same issues you are right now. And there's all kinds of fake news about stitches, you know, snitching and telling on someone and whatever else. But here's the deal. If you have a situation where you need this kind of help and you can't handle the situation yourself, you need to go and ask for help. I can't emphasize that enough. You're not less of a man or a woman. You're not less of a human than anyone else. No one, no matter where you come from, no matter how much money you have, what kind of hairstyles you have, what kind of upbringing you have, what ethnicity you are, no one has the right to disrespect you. No one has the right to discredit you as a fellow human. No one has the right to disgrace you. No one has the right to call you a name, to make you feel poorly about yourself. No one has that right. You absolutely have the right to be respected, and you have the right to be yourself in any way that that is. If you want to color your hair a certain way, you have a certain favorite color, you wear the color, be proud of who you are. And one of the things the F4L has always done is we've always emphasized the fact of always be you. And I'm not going to lie, whenever I hear these stories, now, this is another one of these cases where this young man's in Utah, which is a completely different part of my where I'm from. I'm from the New England area, and Utah is about probably the middle to the end of my country. But we live in a world in the digital society, and I always take these stories to heart. Because even if I didn't know this young man, I really take it to heart that I feel like being a bully buster, being someone who has spoken to schools and talked to various people, not just in New England, but all over the place. And as much as I talk about anti-bullying and all that stuff, I always feel like a failure whenever I hear these stories and I see this going on. Yes, I know that bullying is still a thing, clearly. We as a people have to be more observant to it. Now, here is the other thing. A lot of people will be upset. And here is the sad part about this whole scenario. There are a couple things to take into account. One, whenever this is, you know, the first part is going to be talking about this bullying stuff because it's not right. But here's what happens with bullying. There's an old trope that goes, you know, sticks and stones will break your bones, but names will never hurt you. I'm sure I'm not the only one whose guardians or elderly people or people who are older, old school people, so to speak, would tell that advice too. Because I can tell you, when I was growing up, that was one of the go-to things someone would say to me about people who like to say stuff and about other things, about people or whatever, and I'd bring it up and they'd say sticks and stones. Well, I have some news for those people who have that old way of thinking. That is absolutely not the case. And I want you people, whoever goes with that advice, who says those words, to go back to when you were young and when you were going through that, when you seen that, and think about, did that advice ever help you? And did that actually come to light that it didn't hurt you? That yet you're going to go back and say to somebody else because you feel like you're obligated to tell them something you were told as a young person. Just because you were told it by someone who is older doesn't always make it the right way. I come from a family where all of my older people in my family, my aunts, my uncles, a lot of them don't see life the way I do. They're not as open to things as I am. I see people for people as individuals, and I embrace that. One of the codes of the F4L, love, care, and compassion, is they respect each other's differences. Oh, I forgot about compassion, of course, but compassion is also in there. Love, care, and compassion, understanding, and respect for each other's differences. That is what it is to be F4L. And I respect everyone's differences. I don't have the same music taste as other people who are in the F4L, but that's okay because I still respect them as people. And I'm not going to judge them because they might like a different music artist than I do. That's okay. I like pro wrestling. There are going to be people out there who don't like pro wrestling. I like horror movies. Not everyone likes horror movies. I don't think certain actors are funny. I don't think certain shows are as good as they are. But that doesn't mean that they're not that way for somebody else, and that's what's important here. That's something that needs to be said. It's okay to like what you like. It's okay to have your favorite colors, your favorite bands, your favorite artists. It's not okay for someone to make you feel poorly about yourself for that choice. On the same sense, I do encourage people to try to work on your inner self because you have to, number one, be 100% comfortable with yourself. What happens is a lot of these bullying kids are getting bullied a lot of them, for the most part, a lot of the times these kids will go through the most tremendous amount of, you name it, it's horrendous what these kids go through. I have heard stories of kids getting beaten unmercifully, fighting, names calling, you name it, I've heard it. They get worse and worse, and then there's a couple old tropes. One I already mentioned, sticks and stones when it comes to name calling. Another one is just ignore them. It's another old one. That doesn't work either, because anyone who's ever been in the situation of the victim of bullying can tell you that if you ignore a bully who is geared up to be that of a bully, they're going to continue to do whatever it is they do to get their point across. And it doesn't matter whether you ignore them or not. They're going to be that obnoxious person because that's what they do. They feed on that false sense of power over the person they're powering over or they're bullying. And that is actually what bullying is. Bullying is just that. It is a power game. What a bully does is they feed on how they make other people feel. They feed on their self-righteousness and their own thought that they are as good as they think they are, better than everybody else, tougher than everybody else. My grandmother used to have an old saying, and I actually like this one. My grandmother used to say to me, you know, Sean, as tough as you think you are, there's always someone out there tougher than you. That is good advice, and that is very true. This is going back to when I was, you know, competing in the tournaments and so forth. And she said, listen, when as tough as you think you are, there's always going to be that person who's going to be out there who's tougher than you. And I got to tell you, I did have one draw in one of my tournament matches and all my events that I competed in. No one technically beat me. But on the same sense, I did have a draw once, so they came close to defeating me. And it, like I haven't lost an actual fight before, I have. But it's not about winning and losing. It's about standing up for what you believe in, and it's about doing what's right. Sometimes when you do what's right, where I have to interject myself into situations like a bullying case, like when I was younger, how we dealt with things back in the 80s and the 90s before that was not necessarily how you can deal with it now. And I understand that. A lot of people don't understand it and they can't really get around it and they can't really accept it. But it's reality that reality is that, you know, you can fight all the people you want, but eventually there's going to be a couple things. One, the time's going to come where you have to face the bully in one way or the other. And I want to say to people that there's always someone you can turn to. There's always someone. When I hear stories about the poor young man, Drake, this is going to go for hashtag do it for Drake. So if his family's listening out there, again, I offer my condolences to you guys. This is a very painful, sad situation. And I'm sorry that I didn't know anything about this prior. And I wish, as both a parent as someone who's anti-bullying, as someone who's been as bully busting since I was too young, as being someone who has been as outspoken about bullying as I can be, I take the loss that you suffered personally. I want to let you know that, and I feel for you guys. And I am truly sorry that I didn't know about this situation, and I wish I could have done something to help, even if realistically maybe there was nothing I could have known. But I wish I did, and I wish there was something I could do. But all we can do is, like you say, do it for Drake, is continue to spread the message about bullying, why it's not okay, why you should always treat others with respect. Live the F4L way, love, care, and compassion, understand, respect each other's differences. It's not a hard concept. It's not something that's unrealistic. It's what it is. Are there times when I don't agree with what other people do and think? Yeah, absolutely, especially these days. But that doesn't mean I discredit them as people. I don't treat others with disrespect unless I'm disrespected. I treat others, the old golden rule, how many people know that one? Let me just reiterate what the golden rule is. Treat others the way you want to be treated. That's the golden rule. A lot of people fail to remember this rule. And a lot of people, you know, are going to come down hard on the bully and, you know, this is his fault. This is his family's fault. I got to say, when it comes to bullying, usually it is a learned experience. There's something he's seen or done. And then it he or she, it's not, I don't think it's been disclosed who was bullying them. And I think it's ignorant to assume it's automatically going to be a male. In some situations, maybe it is a female. Could be a male, female. We don't know. And it doesn't matter. A bully is a bully. There is no gender to a bully. You're just a bully. There you go. Once you're a bully and you live the bullying aspect, you lose the privilege to be considered one or the other. You're just a bully. I think there's definitely ways you can try to fix yourself so you don't continue to be a bully. I think you can definitely, you know, get some help, get some treatment, talk to somebody, look in the mirror, for God's crying out loud. Look at what you're doing to the bullies out there in the world. I mean, I can't imagine any bully listens to this show, because why the heck would you listen to this show if you're a bully? Because this is definitely not a welcoming place for bullies, because we don't put up with bullies on this show ever. And I don't put up with bullies at all. There are two kinds of people in the world. And this goes back to another fact, is the ones who see something wrong or they know something's going on and the ones who take action, do something about it, and then there's the ones who stay quiet, who put their heads in the sand, go around the corner, turn their backs to what's going on in front of them and do nothing about it. Let me tell you, a lot of people forgetting about those people involved in this case or any other of these bullying cases. A lot of people will automatically look at the two families who are immediately involved, the bully and his family, and then also the victim of the bullying and his or her family. And again, the bully could be male or female. Again, I'm going to reiterate that once you're a bully, and there is no more male, female. You're just a bully until you can redeem yourself worthy to be with the rest of society. But in general, there's the bully in their family and then the victim in their family. A lot of people look at those two sides, but you're forgetting about the people who might have witnessed something, seen something. And how many people didn't do anything, didn't act on those things to prevent this from happening? There are procedures you can do to keep someone safe. If you see something, it is everywhere. I do a lot of lectures at a lot of schools, and I know for a fact there are signs up some places about what to do when you see someone getting bullied. There are hotlines you can call. There are all kinds of measures you can take. You're not a rat if you do something to help another human. You're a rat if you make something up, and you're a rat if you allow something to happen on your watch and you don't get involved. Because here's what's going to happen. If you know that something was going to happen, you know you know, the events that took place, and you know the various, you know, topics of discussion, you know the various things that went into that particular item, I can't think of, I mean, there's, how I personally, growing up, I couldn't sit there and watch someone get bullied. That's why I became the bully buster. I'm not going to sit there in the classroom and let someone belittle somebody else in front of me. Because why would I want that to happen to me? Regardless if someone stands up for me or not. But I'll just tell you this much. I vowed a long time ago. I'm going to tell you this story. I never told this story on the air. I never told this story a lot. Excuse me, as I take a trip of my coffee. Give me a second. By the way, thank you, Dead Sled, for the coffee again. I am in the last of my Dead Sled coffee that we had from August. I have been stretching this thing out like you wouldn't believe. But in a couple of weeks at Monster Mania, I'm planning on visiting you guys to get some more. So let me tell you. Make sure you get my coffee ready. Thank you. And Brutalities as well. They're a great tea company. I'm going to be seeing them too to get my tea intake too. Okay. This is story time now. I'm not going to be long with this because I want to just finish up this subject because it's important. I feel like this is something I really need to address before I can go forward. But not just, you know, just in general in order for me to go forward, because I've been hyping this all week and this has been really eating at me all week. So thank you for dealing with us. Appreciate it. Now, that being said, the story goes like this. I was in the classroom one time in, I believe I was in seventh grade, maybe. Yeah, I was in seventh grade. Incidentally, in seventh grade, it was also when the Jazz nickname would come. And I told the story before, the Jazz came because I was, you know, kind of, I had a lot of things that I was into and a lot of things that I could do. So the other kids would say I was full of all that jazz. So I wasn't, you know, I wasn't just a sports guy. I wasn't just smart. I wasn't just creative. I was just tough. I was all that jazz. That's how that name came from. So as Jazz, I was sitting in a classroom one time, and this is probably the first time I really realized this is something I'm going to have to get involved with. I just came to a new school, and oddly enough, it's my hometown where I came back to this new school. And as a kid growing up, I moved around a lot, but I came from a very bad, just before this school that I was in at this particular time, I was in a very bad school where it was not such a nice experience at all. I want to point out that when it came to bullies, I didn't deal with that in any time. I always stood my ground whenever I could. And of course, I would hear the tropes from the people, you know, the sticks and the stones and the ignoring thing. But I also know the realistic thing was I was also practicing martial arts. And on weekends, I was racking up wins on the martial art mats. So to those people who ever asked, was I ever angry or what did I do with my frustrations during the week? I would go to the tournaments and I would, anybody who was across the mat from me didn't like it very much, let's put it that way. But anyway, going back to this story. So when I was in seventh grade, I sat there and I was already jazzed because of everything else. Yeah, I already had a couple fights. I was already known in the school because of the neighborhood I was from originally. And as I sat there in class, you know, I remember this kid who I didn't know much about him. I didn't know him at all, actually. But he was, you know, a smaller kid. And I think I recognized him from, like, CCD, for those people who don't know. That's like, basically, it's Christian Catholics. I don't know. Basically, it's a religious thing I was forced to do as a kid. I had to go to, kind of like a Bible type of school to only on like certain times to get my first communion and all these other religious type things. Again, I don't disrespect people who, you know, do those things. And it's not like I don't believe in a higher power or some or fate or whatever, but I do. But, you know, at that time I didn't see it as that. But anyway, I knew him from there. I saw him through there. It was very small. It was a smaller kid, and he was in this class that I was in. In middle school, you start kind of traveling around. That's really when you start kind of going to other classes. So in elementary school, usually you're in one class. Sometimes you'll move one, but in middle school, you really move from like, you know, you go from homeroom to math class, English class, home ec, and, you know, so forth. Well, I was in science class, which, by the way, science was my favorite subject as a kid. I love science. I still do. And I was sitting in class. The teacher was outside the room. Now, the teacher, mind you, played basketball with my uncle on the weekends and also played college basketball with my uncle prior to me even knowing anything about him. My uncle, who was kind of like the unofficial mayor of where I lived, he was kind of around the block a few times. Everyone knows him. So almost all the teachers knew who he was. They played, you know, basketball with him, or they played sports with him, or they knew my mother and so forth and so on. But anywho, but the teacher who happened to be out of the room at this particular time, and these kids were firstly trying to give me a hard time because I was new to the school and I was new to the class. But here's the thing about me, and this is me, honestly. I ignore what someone says to a point. People like to talk smack, and they love to get under your skin, and I know they do, right? But here's the thing. When you're going through these things, you have to pick and choose your battles. And these kids would talk the smack, and they'd give me a hard time. Oh, you're a new kid. And I'm like, and then here's the thing about it. When they realized that they weren't going to get a hold of me because I would give it right back to them, they could bust my guts all they want. They would give me a hard time. I would just give it right back to them. I don't put up with nonsense. That's what they didn't like. And that's verbally, folks, just so you know. But this particular time, these two kids decided, since they gave up on picking on me, because that wasn't working, because obviously I'm not going to put up with it. And I want to say, in seventh grade, I wasn't huge. Seventh grade, I was, 13, 14? Yeah, I was younger than that, seventh grade. Probably about 12 or 13. And that was around the time I started lifting weights because the doctor said at 13 I could start lifting weights. I was already doing martial arts anyway. Didn't really matter too much. I was always athletic. But, you know, I'm sitting there in the class and these two, I guess they play football, these two kids. Flag football, by the way, not football. And when I say football, I'm talking about American football, but this is even worse than that. So, American football, everyone has heard me talk about that before. That's basically what I verify as American-style rugby. You're throwing a ball, you catch the ball, you run the ball, and you tackle the person. Well, this is flag football, which is what they do for younger kids in this school, or smaller people. Because, you know, you're not technically allowed to tackle someone in middle school as far as, you know, school sports. But you were allowed to grab a flag that would hang off their waist, which is... Oh, trust me, I know what you're all thinking. I know what I'm thinking. People who have never played flag football are probably saying, what is this? Anyway, Google what flag football is because I don't want to get caught up in explaining that. But anyway, it's basically American football, but instead of tackling the person, you got to grab a flag that hangs from their waist. If that doesn't sound... anyway, but you have to give soccer players a hard time. Anyway, I digress from that. Anyway, apparently they knew this kid from there, and this kid happened to have one leg that was smaller than the other. And he was a quiet kid, and he obviously liked his science or whatever. And I guess he was in the Boy Scouts because he was wearing a Boy Scouts uniform. I've never been in the Boy Scouts because, you know, little people don't know is you actually have to pay to go to Boy Scouts, and you also have to pay for, like, the trips you do and the various different types of things you got to get involved in. And as I've pointed out before, we were poor as it is, and I was lucky enough to get the martial art classes thanks to my grandmother. So Boy Scouts, unfortunately, wasn't in the cards. Plus, with the martial arts I was doing, I was, you know, training in several of them at once. I didn't really have a lot of time for that. Plus, you add in, like, you know, the trips to the comic book store and the writing and whatever else. There's just no time. Anywho, seventh grade, I'm sitting there, and these kids are giving this kid a hard time. He's obviously smaller than these two kids. I was thinking to myself, well, I'm sitting here, and I'm watching these two jackalopes giving this kid a hard time. Teacher's nowhere in sight. He's out in the hallway, which is usually where the teachers are. For those people who have ever wondered, well, where was the teacher when this happened? That's a very common question people get. Where was the school? Where was the person in charge? Well, bullies aren't stupid. They're not going to attack the person in front of them. And schools are a big place. There's always a corner. There's a locker room. There's a bathroom. Places you can't get into. That's where they'll find. And they find places, trust me. They usually have the same spots. Unfortunately, the kids who get bullied usually know. Watch why they usually avoid those places. But anyway, to those people who know, the teacher was in the hallway. That's not fault to him. That's what happens in school. Teachers have multiple things they got to do. But this is when the bullies work their magic, or so they think. But as I sat there, I was a new kid in this new school, and these two jackalopes are giving this young kid a hard time, smaller than I was. I wasn't much bigger than these two kids. I was bigger than one, definitely not the other one. And all the other people, all the other students in the class, as I'm looking around, just put their heads in the book, just, you know, going around like nothing's going on. And this kid's getting tormented, slapped the kid in the back of the head, and slapped him again, and belittling him. And I'm like, you know what, this is enough of this. And I said, you know what, if no one else is going to do something, then I'm going to do this. This is stupid. So I got up and I said, gee, I guess I'll be the one today. I got up and I said, hey. And I'm not going to go through the long thing of what I said to them. But I basically made them feel like they were 2 inches tall by saying how they were picking on this smaller person who was clearly not interested in doing anything. And they picked on him because they knew he wouldn't do anything about it. But then I said to them, but I'll tell you what, if you want to bully someone who is smaller than you, yeah, I might be bigger than you, but I'm not bigger than him. And the two of you together, I'm sure, are tougher than just little old me. And basically the class now was getting excited about the fact that these two punks who were probably doing the same thing to other people because they were just as obnoxious and clearly could see the looks on both the kid who was getting bullied and the other kid's faces. They were not comfortable with this going on, but no one was going to say anything. No one was going to do anything. Well, I'll be damned if I'm going to sit there. So, yeah, I got up out of my seat and I belittled them 2 inches from their face. And I made sure they knew what they were. And by the way, that altercation didn't last long. They thought about, you know, the fighting thing, but then basically what ended up happening was there was no fight because they decided that the two of them didn't feel like having a hard time with me. And I told them that if they ever come near this kid or if they're in a class near any other kid in this school and they do their same nonsense, then I'm going to make sure that I take both of them and put them as one person by taking the little one person and sticking him in the big person. Don't ask. Sometimes psychology is better than force. I got to tell you that because that's kind of one of those cases where me being able to verbalize, being able to put phrases together, me being able to verbalize the facts of what's going on, belittle them, turn the laughs on them to make them realize they're doing what's wrong and that no one's going to deal with it. And I let them know that they're not going to allow to do it anymore because I'm going to find out about it. And if I find out about it, I told them to ask anyone who knows who I am what happens to bullies. And that's all I needed to say. The kid thanked me, and then, yeah, again, I moved around a lot as a kid, so that school I was only in one time. I moved from that again, went to another school, and I was already jazzed, as I mentioned. Years later, my freshman year of high school, so I was 14, and I was just starting freshman year of high school. Who's on my soccer team? But that kid who was on my team, who I, you know, helped out that time, he remembered that I stood up for him. And actually, after that time, he became pretty friendly with me anyway, as far as everyone did, because I was respected for being the bully buster that I was. I'm not going to lie and say that it was all as peaceful as that one. I'm not going to lie and say that every instance ended with me just using verbal skills and being able to get out of the situation, because I don't lie. Sometimes, yeah, it got physical and it got and you know what though, I don't regret those things because no one else could, so I gladly without hesitation, did what I had to do to protect somebody else, because that's what I do. In all honesty, that's something my mother would do too. So that is something I did. So, but that being said, whenever something's going on, like someone is getting bullied, I know that there's other people who know that that's going on. I don't believe for one second that the bully, you know, just bullies someone behind closed doors only, because that's not what it's about for the bully for the most part. Yeah, the bully for the most part is doing it for the power game. But usually there is some type of thing, unless the bully is keeping a secret that he doesn't want everyone knowing about, which is, yeah, this is a thing too. Oddly enough, yeah. I mean, this happens. This is a very common thing. They're hiding insecurities about themselves. And that's all the time what usually bullying happens with bullies. They're insecure about certain things. They lack something somewhere, so they take their frustrations and whatever power they think they have, they utilize it and make someone else feel how the bully feels inside about whatever the situation is. For example, I'm not referring to this case particularly. I'm just taking some examples. For example, maybe the person is getting either bullied at home, picked on at home. The bully I'm talking about is getting bullied himself at home or some type of event, some type of home, whatever. Maybe the bully has a mental illness that he hasn't been diagnosed with, he's not being treated for. Maybe, you know, there's all kinds of different issues. Maybe the bully has a crush on the victim. Maybe the bully has a fascination with the victim. These are all realistic things. When you're talking about teenagers, that's where a lot of questions can be called into, like relationship stuff, where they question, you know, as far as gender and things of that nature. One of the most common, you know, things that people who want to be bullies will bully someone for is, quote, their sexual orientation or their race or their religion. And again, these are things that anyone should be proud of, whoever they are, no matter what you are. And I respect everyone no matter what they believe, because that's what you should. But not everyone believes these things. And that is a lot of the time where these problems will come into play. And that's why it's not okay. But it's also one of the reasons why bullies do what they do, because they have that insecurity. They don't want people they want to throw people off their scent, that they know they have a flaw one place, but they have to turn that on someone else. If they feel the bully feels like a victim in some places, he's going to go where he or she is viewed as, you know, in his or her mind of a god status. Like they think they're the greatest, they are the best, they are the power one. But reality, they know they're not, and that's why they do what they do. It's the power game that they enjoy. They enjoy the person to, you know, crumble in front of them. They enjoy that. That's what they like. They like that power they feel, power hungry. They like the whatever they're getting off of that. And, you know, there's very different scenarios and very different, scenarios in these cases. Unfortunately, this is one that, you know, doesn't have that ending where hopefully someone steps in. We always hope for that Hallmark movie or that Hollywood ending where, you know, the kid's getting bullied, but in the end, you know, they find common ground, they shake hands, and they become the best of friends. That's not how real life works. I'm sorry to tell you that. I'll be 42 years old next month, in a couple of weeks. Yeah, my son and my family likes to remind me how old I am, especially my son and my daughter. They love to remind me how old I'm going to be. But anyway, next month I'll be 32 years old. And in, take that back, 42. See, I already forgot how old I am. That's awesome. 42 years old next week, next month, folks. And for 42 years, I've been bully busting almost as long as I've been able to walk and talk. As long as I've been able to carry myself, I've been fighting bullies. whether they're people who tried to bully me or they're people who tried bullying other people, my brothers, my sister, even if I'm not respected by my brothers or my sisters, my cousins or whatever, that didn't mean that I allowed anyone to bully them either. Because I don't put up with bullies. Bullies are never going to be a good thing. Bullies are never going to be welcome anywhere. That's just me. But a lot of, now let's, you know, put a pause on that. We can think, we feel the pain for the family who lost the young man. But I want you to try to, I mean, I constantly try to wonder what goes through the bully's mind after these things happen. That to me will define what kind of a person we're dealing with. Does this person have empathy for what they did? Do they feel badly that they did, that they caused this young man to decide that this is the only way that he could get, could feel peace in this situation? I can't imagine a human being who's rational ever having a good feeling knowing that they're the cause of this. That just doesn't feel right and doesn't feel logical. So that being said, you know that person probably has a, hopefully the person has a semi-conscience and they feel some sadness to that, that they didn't think they were doing as bad as they were, but they did. Unless you have that person, and I'm not going to lie, that there are these people out there who just don't care. There are those people. And these are the kind of people who end up in prison, in jail. And these are people who are not going to be able to be fixed. I'm sorry to tell you that. The person who can feel some empathy for what they did, the person who says, oh, man, I can't believe that this poor kid, I did this to this kid, and show some kind of sympathy, not sympathy, but empathy for what you caused. I'm interested to see what he is doing, what he or she is doing now, what this, how that affected them. If they don't have any effect or feeling whatsoever, and they're ignorant to the fact that they caused such a thing, then, well, then there's a good chance that they're probably sociopaths if they feel nothing for that. But I can't imagine someone, I mean, this kid was apparently 12 years old, so I'm going to imagine in a school, you know, in a school setting, you're 12. I mean, you can't really be in a class or a school that much older than that. Yeah, you can stay back a few years, but the most, maybe the person might have been, you know, maybe whatever, 13, 14, maybe a little, couple years older. But in the end, it doesn't matter because there's that. But another thing is, you know, I actually have to say, I have to see how that person reacts. Do they feel remorse for what they did? Do they feel poorly about what they did? Because if they don't, then there's something to be watching out for. Because that's an issue. And then the other part is, apparently this young kid, you know, confided in some people what was going on. And if you're the school officials, shame on you. And I say this as a parent and as someone who works with a lot of schools and as someone who speaks to a lot of schools and as someone who deals with fighting bullies since day one. If you're a school official, you are more aware than you want to admit to being. And I'm going to tell you this. All schools have cameras, not in certain areas because a lot of the bullies know this, but all schools have cameras. You have security, you have teachers, you have students. You got all kinds of various different ways to find things out. And if you really want people to believe that no one knew, actually we know that that's not true. They were aware of the situation. They didn't watch the situation. No one took any measures to make sure that the victim was safe. No one thought to be vigilant of the situation. Because here's the case in this situation. If the school's aware that a person is getting bullied by someone else, the first thing to do is to remove one or the other from the school. That's the first thing you do. or the situation, remove them in a way where until you can figure out what to do next. And obviously, it should be the bully who goes first, but maybe both, if I'm being honest. Send them both home, to be fair. Send both people home and be observed until the school can figure out what safety measures you're going to have. I'm going to be honest with you. If you're in a situation where there's a bully and you have a victim, and this is something that's been going on for a while, the two cannot be in the same school any longer. So your first choice is to take both kids out, evaluate the situation, make sure they cannot cross paths at school. Because when you have both elements, what happens when you take a flame and put it next to gasoline? Eventually, it's going to combust, and it's going to flame, and it's going to burn, right? That's the situation we have here. That's the situation that is bullying. You have a victim who is your gasoline. You have a bully who is your match, because they're, you know, fire, right? But when you can separate the two, eventually the fire will go out, the match will burn out, and there'll be no more flame, and that's it, right? Hopefully. It doesn't sound like there was a lot of safety measures put in by the actual officials. I don't blame parents in this situation. And I know as a parent, this is going to be even more devastating on both ends. If you're the parent of the victim, oh, man, I have two kids, and I got to tell you, if this was ever, as much as I fight bullies, it's going to be even worse. I'll be even more hardcore when it comes to that, when it comes to my own kids, because I will give my life before I let something happen to my kids. I have gone to the schools and fought with teachers over the safety of my kids. I had a teacher one time who commented about my daughter's hair. It was a gym teacher. And as soon as she told me that, because the school called and told my wife that, I was up to school and I made sure that gym teacher knew that not only was that inappropriate, that if he ever did it again, I'd make sure he doesn't have any hair anymore in front of the entire class, because that's what my kids mean to me. You want to talk about mama bear? Papa bear is just as dangerous. And papa bear is just as much protective as the mama bear, as rightfully so. Actually, all honesty, everyone should be on the same page when it comes to that. There shouldn't be no separation. You should both be racing to see who's going to get there first. But anyway, in this case, there's really not much parents can do on that end. But you have to feel bad for both sets of parents. Sort of. The kid who's getting bullied, of course, you feel bad for them. They can't fix anything. They can't do anything to fix the situation. That's it. Done. And that is a painful reality that they have to live with. The bully on the side of things, if you're a parent, you have to look at their point of view. Now, their son or daughter is responsible for someone who was bullied and tortured by their, whoever they are, the bully. They were bullied so bad by their offspring, someone they brought into the world, or someone who they're caring for, that they took their life. As a parent, that can't sit well with me. That wouldn't sit well with me either. I would feel sick to my stomach. I don't know how I'd react. I would be sick to my stomach. I'd get that kid in the mental hospital or some type of evaluation immediately. I'm not going to lie to you. If it was something like that, I'd probably bring him to jail myself and make him turn himself in, if you wanted my opinion. And I'd commit him to the psych ward because he needs help, clearly. Or she. Does, again, we can't be ignorant to one or the other. I'm not going to go too much longer with this subject because I got a lot of other things. And I know this is a pretty hot and heavy topic. But this week I've had to go to several different school meetings talking to various students about this situation and what it felt for them. And I know whenever these things happen, regardless if it's in the same country, same state, these are the headlines that people see. And they speak louder to the younger people than the older people want to admit to. Because these are stories that will make the kids' ears perk up, because these are stories they know all too well. These are stories we knew when we were younger that we as adults are ignorant to, are quick to forget. Maybe that's perhaps why I'm able to look at everything in three different ways. One way, the other way, and the reality way. I've seen what happens, the results of victims, and I also know how to deal with bullies. No, you don't have to always be physical dealing with bullies, and there is always something. And then these cases, there's always someone, there's got to be something. And if you know someone who is getting bullied, if you know someone's getting bullied, it doesn't matter. Find a person you trust. You don't have to say everybody. Find one person you confide in who you know is going to do something to fix the situation. Because the people who knew that this was going on and did nothing to stop it, allowed it, laughed at it, whatever, I got news for you. You guys, I guess those people are feeling just as bad because they sat back and let it happen to a person who didn't deserve it, shouldn't have happened. They know that, but they laughed anyway, and they did nothing to stop it. So in all honesty, they're just as much to blame because they did nothing to fix it. So take that into account. But in the same sense, understand that you still can't be held responsible for someone else's decision. I am someone who has never had a positive opinion on, you know, self-harm or whatever. And I get people do those things. I've had friends lose their lives to these things. And here's what I can tell you. As pain as they think they're in the situation you're in, as permanent as it seems, whatever situation you're going through is something that I'm sure someone somewhere understands. And these are things that, again, if I had known or someone had mentioned something, someone's got to be able to say something, talk them down, because life is not all sunshine and rainbows. But on the same sense, laws of nature, what goes up must come down. Whatever goes down must go up. So keep that in mind. That's the way I look at things. I have had the best of lives, and I've had the worst of luck. And I always go back to the top. And sometimes you fall down a little bit, but it's up to you to get yourself back up. We've all had hard times in our lives. We've all had bad things happen. We've all seen it or heard it or felt it. But it's up to us how we deal with it and how we can continue doing that. I always took this chance to help others so they don't go through the things that I did. So I do this show to help inspire others to make their dreams happen. I always grew up with the adults and other people around me telling me I wasn't going to be able to do anything. Well, I stand before you today, well, sitting today in front of a computer on my microphone, and I say to you, I have done a lot of the things that I set out to do in my life. I'm not done yet. I still have a lot more. And furthermore, cancer couldn't beat me, and nothing else will either. So there's that too. I'm not going to go into a long thing about it because it's not about that, but I'm going to tell you that right now. No matter how bad you think things are in the situation, you continue fighting. You continue looking for something else. Find someone that can help you. If you don't feel like you're strong enough to deal with the situation yourself, anyone who has an issue with bullying, please email me. Okay, understand that? Email me. Reach out to me. If you're being bullied right now and you feel alone, you feel sad, you feel hurt, someone's bullying you, tormenting you, you need to get it off your chest, email me personally. I will listen to you. I will talk to you. I will help you come up with a safety plan to make sure it's dealt with in a safe and meaningful way where you're not seen as a rat, and you're also going to feel better about the situation. You'll be safe. And I will make sure of that. Email me at wowdreammatches, dreammatches, @gmail.com. Again, that's wow, wow, dreammatches, dreammatches, @gmail.com. When you do so, just message me. Let me know what's going on, and I will do everything I promise you to help you. If you're a friend of mine on Instagram, you're having this issue, DM me. Anyone who knows on any of the social media, anyone who's ever written me knows I will always respond. So please, if you ever are in a situation, you don't know what to do about the situation, before it escalates to that decision, if you're in that spot, you hit me up by all means. I will be that person. And I will help you in your situation. I guarantee you that. Please do that. Anyone who is feeling that way. And by the again, I do this for not only Drake. I do this for anyone who's ever been a victim of bullying. I continue to fight bullying as long as I live until bullying is no longer a thing. Because I am F4L. I will always be F4L. Love, care, and compassion, and respect for each other's differences. Because I was born it, I breathe it, I live it, I'll die it, and I'm damn proud to be it, F4L. Thank you. That's the end of part one, and that'll end the conclusion of my bullying rant. And again, that is not to discredit with the situation. It's just we need to change subjects so we can get to other things that are not as heavy. But I just wanted to address that because it needed to be said. So thank you for your attention, and now back to our regularly scheduled F4L headquarters with yours truly. So, I want to let people know that coming up very shortly, we are coming to the end of the old software we've been using for my wrestling show on YouTube. you know, I got to tell you that my son and I have been doing these shows on YouTube for a long time, and I see a lot of people who go on YouTube or on whatever, Twitch or whatever, who do things similar to what we do. And I know these things because YouTube will always send me, hey, look at these people to make sure that they're not kind of stepping on our toes or doing something we do and, you know, whatever. And you know what? We don't complain about those things and we don't mind other people trying those things. By all means, you know, you think you can do it, do it. And I've said before, the reason we did dream matches is to originally find out who is better than who in an unbiased situation, where in wrestling, pro wrestling, usually there's, you know, different, you know, I don't want to say influences, but there's usually other forces in nature to win or lose. But when you just take someone for what they're worth and have them go against someone else, and you don't have any say in the matter, that's maybe the best man win. And I think that's the old woman. That is the only really way to find out who's better than who anyway. That was the original concept, and that's the concept we've always used. And the softwares we've been having over the years, some have been better than others. 2020, I don't have to tell you, it was awful. So I'm going to move past that because I don't want to ever mention that game again. That's WWE 2K20 was terrible. I am very excited for 2020, 2K22. A lot of people are. They took the year off to fix this. There's a lot of cool-looking things. I got to be honest with you. As someone who doesn't necessarily play a game, because I'll be the first to admit, I don't play these games because I can't. I'm not as good as the computer can do when it comes to these characters. Yes, I can build pretty much anybody. As far as getting them to do all these moves and make these shows, these matches as epic as they are, I couldn't do that. So I want to take credit for that. But, you know, we're excited because we're going to be doing this amazing thing right now. We're about to make rounds here. And we're going to start in April. It's going to be April 1st is when we're going to first air our very first all-new, all-brand-new roster, people, whatever, and unveil everything. What I am going to do is give you guys a little bit of a sneak peek. I can't tell you yet necessarily who is going where. Some of you probably already know because I know a lot of you guys who have been either on this show, who listen to the podcast, are aware of what show you're on and whatnot. But what I'm going to do right now is run through our roster, which is exciting, right? Now, I got to tell you that this is not easy to do by any means. Like always, just to back kind of a, I guess, a, just a thing for people to know. The most you can have for a created person or a roster, if you would, is 100 people or 100 spots for a created superstar. So I wanted people to keep that kind of in mind. So if everyone has ever wondered, like, how certain people are always on our show, and then we never see them, or we don't see them for a while, then they come back or whatever, the reason being is because I only have a 100-person roster. I'm not going to want to sound like, you know, that kind of a thing. I don't want to sound like, you know, ungrateful or any kind of bitterness. I'm not. But in 2020, I kind of had this other idea for this show because we were, you know, I was seeing a lot of people out there who were doing amazing things in various different things, in combat sports, in sports in general, in arts, in YouTube, in movies. And these are people who I think should have been celebrated. My son wanted to kind of do his own kind of projects for a little while, so I was on my own. So that's why I originally started Jazz and his Icons of the F4L, because what else going to be called, right? Had to have F4L in there, and Jazz had to be part of it, because it's always either been Jazz and Sons or whatever. But there's always been something. But going forward, here's kind of something. We only have 100-person roster, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to read off the men and the females currently right now who are guaranteed to be coming back on April. Well, not everyone's coming back. Okay, let's put. I want to make sure I specify. We have four nights of the week we're going to be on television, folks. Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, beginning on April 1st. I want you guys to all keep that in mind. Mark your calendars. April 1st. On YouTube, on this channel, my channel, you know, that is when the Friday edition will hit up. Will I have a commentator with me or not? I can tell you that we're working on bringing one in. And it's a pretty big individual. It's a pretty cool individual to have side by side. At least one of the shows, I guarantee he's going to be on one of them. So we'll see which one. Anyway, I'm going to run through the rosters. There's no particular order per se. But these are the people who will be, see, not all the people are going to be on Fridays. We have some people going to be on Fridays, Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays. Those are the days you can look forward to these superstars mixed all around. And the Women Warriors of Wrestling, so keep that in mind. I'm going to read off so for those people who are not familiar with wrestling lingo, a face is a good guy. A heel is a bad guy. If anyone hears their name under heel or face, you'll know. What I'm going to also probably do to save time, instead of saying heel or face, I'm just going to read off the names. And then if you want to know if you're heel or face, let me know and I'll let you know. All right. So cool deal. If you don't hear your name and you listen to this show, you want to be included on this roster, let me know. Because part of the thing is, if I see or I hear and I get an idea that you're not into me celebrating whatever it is that you do, because that's basically with these people, this roster really, yeah, there's some, there's a lot of people on this roster who are not real people, or there is, but based on real people, because you have to have good guys and bad guys. Some people are completely fabricated and made up, where others are actual Dream Masters and Women Warriors of Wrestling. I don't see a difference, really, but basically, you'll know kind of who's who. So, some people, you guys all know. You guys get the idea by now. So, here we go. Let's go read off the names of the people who will be on either Friday. I think before I unveil everything, we'll have another show, and I'll let you guys know who's going to be on what show. That'll be later. But right now, I want to go through the rosters for the men and the women. For the men, they're called Dream Masters. For the women, they're Women Warriors of Wrestling. So here we go. Starting with the men, no order. Jackson R. Scott. JoJo the Model Sebastian. Leo the Bull Curtis. Sean Jazz Stevens. Shaheen Blue. Minty. Mike O.K. Tristan Thanks. Robin Yu. Mason and Carter Stritzel, Ivan the Dolphin Shark, Yasani Verkovitz, Anthony Mason and Ty Odell, Jaden Brooks, Connor Bolt, Michael Fishman, President Austin Jr., which is and as well as Big Daddy Gabe. That is, by the way, the father-son fist bump will be making their return April 1st. Christian and Christopher Convery, Jack and Tim, the Lucky Ones. Henry and Hero Mina, them Mina boys. Sleepy Bear, Shap Awesome, Camino, Giannis Antetokounmpo, Jazz Fitness, Damian Payne, Philip Awesome, Damian Payne, Philip Awesome, Macaulay Culkin, Seth Green, Cosplay Jesus, Father Evil, Ryan Michelangelo, Rocky Backman, Dave Smith, Dan Keough, Ronnie Angle, Judge Logan Liftington, The Bailiff, The Devil's Reject, Brandon Webb, Tony Fitness, Agent F, Agent U, Billy the Kid Gilman, Chad White, The Twisted Hatter, Alex Creed, Trey Parker and Matt Stone, Little Sweet and the Biker Rally King, and Jeffrey Dean Morgan. And to be decided on four of those spots. So I have four open slots on both ends, folks. So yeah, it'll be other people added. Now, that's for the Dream Masters. Now let's go into the Women Warriors of Wrestling. Going forward, Women Warriors of Wrestling starting up in April. Daria Stevens, DJC, better known as the Squid Circle Cafe. Summer Payne, Luscious Lillian Stevens White, The Duchess Lana King, Kung Pao Arena, The Rebel Michelle Cole, St. Peggy Hannon, Lizzie Hale of Hailstorm, Wonder Woman, Sarah Gilbert, Peyton List, Princess Catherine, Princess Jasmine, Moana, Mulan, Jenny Guerrero, Dolly Parton, Angry Karen Jennifer, Becky Day, Bethy Page Dunn, The Horror Girl, Danielle Harris, Elvira, Queen Lisa Jenkins, The Italian Stallion, Dr. Donna Paws, Laverne DeFazio, and Shirley Feeney, Laverne and Shirley, Valak, Sheila Broflowski, Paris Hilton, Miss Clownfish, The Evil Queen, Sharina Williams, Katie Sagal, and Kerry White, with four slots on both ends. So there you have it. That's the Women Warriors of Wrestling, and those were our Dream Masters starting in April. I think I was channeling my inner Howard Finkel with that one. That's pretty good, huh? And yeah, we have open slots. Some of the people are waiting on confirmation on joining the broadcast and so forth. And some people, I just have to come up with some open slots. And again, if you're curious what show, I'm probably prior to April 1st, I'm going to do a show that is going to kind of on here on my podcast. I'll announce what show, who's going to be on what roster. So that should be fun. And who, you know, is what not. So very exciting stuff. And also want to let you guys know that because we've used this software for so long and we have all of these amazing superstars and women warriors on this software that we've been using for the last, 2 years, I'm going to be doing one final show, which will be taking place on February 24th. So those people who remember, I usually do shows on the 4th, 14th, and 24th of the month. That was what I was doing prior when I was just kind of celebrating regular things. But now we're getting ready to go do things we were supposed to do to begin with as being the alternative to the alternative. That's what we're going to do. So that being said, on the 24th of February, which is only a couple days away, I'm going to have a super show on YouTube utilizing the old software where we're going to take a peek at some of our favorite superstars. A lot of these people are in action, the ones you've heard today, and some others, blast from the past, will be in action as one final farewell, a curtain call, if you would. So that'll be very, very exciting. Again, anyone who is not added, anyone who thinks the name should have been called, anyone who wants to be added, by all means, let me know and I'll put you on here. And I just realized there is another superstar who I am going to be adding. And oh, there he is. I found him. I missed Ronin Roninja Swanson, who was one of our recent signees. Ronin Roninja Swanson, who was our BA champion, our MMA Grand Prix champion up until recently, still is actually, but he will also be making a return. So I missed over his name. I apologize to him if he's listening, I highly doubt. But anyone else, you guys are all good. You guys heard your names, I'm sure, because you guys are all hardcore. I got to take a minute. We saw, if anyone who watched the show I did not a couple weeks ago, actually, let me just explain something right quick. On YouTube, I did like a 4-match card to kind of give people a taste of what they can look for, what they can look forward to going forward within our new series. And that was why on Friday that week, as well as Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, I had featured, these matches. And most likely, if you saw yourself or you know who was on those shows, that's kind of where they're going to be. This is a spoiler alert, perhaps. So that's something to know there. But that being said, what I want to let people know is you should go over there and check those matches out. Those were awesome. Some of those are really, really great stuff. And I want to give a shout out to everyone who's ever been part of our show, who's always taken moments to help out. I want to recognize a few people, actually, because I think that's important. JoJo the Model Sebastian, his team, his mom, and everyone else has been very helpful in bringing him forth on the show. He's been very helpful in his character development, as well as both Henry and Hiro Mina, them Mina boys, have been huge as far as helping getting their characters developed the way they wanted to. I really want to thank them, Henry and Hiro Mina, as well as JoJo the Model Sebastian for, always helping out with, how you want your characters to look. And going forward, if you guys are listening or anyone else is listening who I mentioned in this, roster sheet, please hit me up. And let me know if there's something you want to add, if you want me to change something, let me know before April. Because basically, as I mentioned before, as of the 24th of April, February, that'll be our final show until April 1st. So we're taking the entire month of March off. Why? Well, very simple. I have to rebuild everybody in the various different arenas you're going to be performing in. That's going to take me some time. That is why April 1st is the kickoff for the remodeling and the rebrand. So after the 24th, anyone who's listening, who's on the show, who knows they're part of the show, please let me know so I can make any alterations. If you heard your name and you don't want to be on our show, which I can't imagine, let me know that too. Anyway, so I'm excited for the new show. It's going to be some good things. I had to mix it up with some newer original characters and some people who I think should be celebrated even more. And there's probably going to be a little bit of a mix in that for the 22 into the 23 season. The new software looks promising. Again, I can't speculate for sure. I haven't seen it or done it. But I'm going to say the game itself looks amazing. I'm actually looking forward to not only just, I'm not going to lie to you guys, I don't play a lot of video games. Anyone who knows any video games I do play are usually like Mortal Kombat and Street Fighter, things like that. I might actually play this game. That's how awesome it looks as far as a game goes. There's a lot of different tools in this game that sounds like it's going to be amazing to play and utilize, and I'm actually looking forward to it, to be honest. And I don't usually plug video games because I don't classify myself, quote, as a gamer. Once in a blue moon, because I don't have a lot of time to just play video games. Trust me, I don't. But I'm actually really excited to see how that's going to play out. And I don't usually get excited for video games. Also, I'm also getting accustomed to the NBA 2K20 game, if anyone is interested in it. But I'm not very good, just to fill on you. And also on Instagram, some things I had posted. If anyone is interested in playing video games with me, by all means, hit me up and I'll give you that information. You can ask me, you can request that information at my email for this show, which is wowdreammatches, dreammatch, @gmail.com. You can reach me on Instagram. You can DM me, and I always, always return all of my messages. Anyone who knows that I do that. However, you can reach me on Instagram, which my Instagram handle is F4LSEANJAZZSTW. That is on Instagram. You'll find me there, the original F4L icon himself. You can find me on Twitter at Sean, S-E-A-N, Jazz, J-A-Z-Z, Stevens, S-T-E-V-E-N-S, on Twitter. And on YouTube, of course, I guess I got to plug my YouTube channel since I'm sitting here talking about my awesome wrestling show. No, maybe I should show some of those guys, too. Anywho, got a second boops. So, for those people who want to watch this exciting action, my YouTube channel, you want to find out, see all these exciting things, is Jazz and His Icons of the F4L, plain and simple. Jazz and His Icons of the F4L on YouTube, folks. That's where you can find all of these exciting matches and so forth. And I can also tell you this, I am working on developing a Twitch. And I think I'm going to be bringing in possibly the other person who's going to be doing the show with me, possibly. We might look into doing the thing on Twitch. So that person knows who they are. Granted, they're probably not listening, but I'll make sure they know. He'll be a guest on the show eventually, and we'll have him, chat about it. But anywho, folks, I have some time left on this podcast, and normally I would, try to utilize this. So I guess at the end of this, I just do want to mention a couple things. Monster Mania Con, which is coming up in a number of weeks, which is in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. Dave and his team has done an amazing job bringing forth this event like they always do. And Monster Mania, for those fans who don't know, is one of the best horror conventions out there. Professionally done. It's like an unofficial family reunion, folks. If you've ever listened to this show, you've heard us talk about how, throughout the people who we've met on the show from here, like we had a guest on the show not long ago, the Horror God, who, by the way, go check out his YouTube. It's up and running, folks. Horror God, who was a guest on our show, Sean, his YouTube thing's up and running. Go check him out. I almost forgot about him. Sorry about that, Sean, buddy. Anyway, the Horror God is back up on YouTube. Go check him out. He's got some new stuff up there. He's getting ready for Monster Mania, like we all are. Hope you guys are pumped. I am going to be at Monster Mania, working Monster Mania, which I'm very excited about joining part of the family. And I got to tell you, I feel like at a certain point, once a show does so much for you as a person, I feel like it is time to give back. And Dave has done an amazing job and always makes the March show special for me because, spoiler alert, it's my birthday celebration. And Dave, knowing this, I always take it a point. We call it my birthday guest list. I'm not going to specify who and what, but there's been clear evidence that Dave, a lot of people ever wonder, do they ever actually listen to the fans as far as who they want at their shows? Well, I can honestly tell you 100% yes, they do. Because every year for my birthday, I always send Dave a birthday guest list of people who I'd like to see or meet or whatever to pay it forward and to thank or whatever. And almost every single March, he always does a job with him doing that for me. So a big thank you to Dave Hagan, who I hope to come on here eventually soon. Again, for all this information, you can find monstermania.net. That is on, Google. Go ahead, put that in there. We're talking about the March 11th through the 13th. So, yeah, we're coming up pretty close at the Cherry Hill Hotel in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. formerly known as the Crown Plaza Hotel for those people who are veterans like us. If you guys ever have been a fan of Dexter, you want to get down there because of the Dexter reunion. Michael C. Hall, Jennifer Carpenter, Desmond Harrington, James Remer, C.J. Lee, and David Jarrus, all from Dexter, going to be there, part of the Dexter reunion. Steve Dorff, James Jude Courtney, Anthony Michael Hall, Ernie Hudson, and Logan Kim from the new Ghostbusters Afterlife movie. Awesome. Who doesn't want to meet a Ghostbuster? Come on. New age or old school? Old school or new school, rather. Jeffrey Combs, Devin Sawa, just added, by the way. Barbara Crampton, Roger Jackson, Theo Bronas from the all-new Chucky's TV series. He's a young man who was... actually, anyone who's watched the Chucky series knows who T.O. Bros is. He's pretty awesome, actually. He's the cousin of lead character Zach Offer's opposite, I guess you'd say. And Devin Sawa is going to be there, who plays his dad, so that'll be interesting. Thora Birch coming back and making up for her missed appearance, unfortunately, due to filming. She'll be there this time. Thora Birch, of course, anyone who's grown up in the 90s knows her. Dana DiLarzo, Ray Santiago, Dave Santiago, Dana Del Rezzo, both of them from Ash vs. Evil Dead. Of course, Steve Miner, of course, from various things. Kane Hodder, of course. Derek Mears, of course. Warrington Gillette, who played one of the Jasons as well. Ian Mitchell Smith, of course, because if you're gonna have Anthony Michael Hall, you might as well have Ian Mitchell Smith. If you guys don't know, then you're not from the 80s. Spoiler, they are the stars of Weird Science. Anyone who grew up in the 80s knows both these young men, probably because they're part of the Brat Pack. So there you go. Spencer Chernis, Steve Knapp, Michael Lanzano. You know, Michael Lanzano I've actually met quite a few times at Rock and Shock. Really awesome dude. And Steve Knapp's pretty good too. Scott Jackson is one of the most amazing artists I love to meet. Of course, the guys from Living Dead, Dolls is going to be there. And of course, going to have the Yorkie Auction. It's going to have little puppies. Awesome. Anyway, that is Monster Mania. And remember, they are getting quick. Tickets are selling out for the event for Saturday. I think they're almost sold out. They might even be sold out. You can find them on Facebook or Instagram. They're all over all of the events under Monster Mania Con or Monster Mania Net. Those of you guys who are veterans of Monster Mania, there's a Monster Mania fan page, which my wife is a part of. When I was on Facebook, I was part of that too. I'm not on Facebook again. But on Instagram, I'm all there. So you want to hit me up there, I'm there. And, so that's going to come up in Monster Mania coming up. And, again, I'm going to try to get Dave to come on the show eventually to talk about these shows. It'll be exciting. But let's just say, for the sake of argument, what if you can't get to March? What do you do? Well, I'll tell you what you do. If you miss out in March, that's okay, sadly. But you also have August 12th through the 14th, which is also in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, for Monster Mania 50. Imagine that, 50 Monster Mania events. Wow. Anyway, August 12th through the 14th at Cherry Hill, New Jersey, in the same place as you're going to be in March. I can tell you this also, anyone who has not booked their room yet, you might want to check to see if there's any cancellations, but last I checked, they're all sold out for those two events. That's how popular these are. Monster Mania is also going to be coming at you in the 51st edition from September 30th through October 2nd. That is in Hunt Valley, Maryland. And I'm actually excited because this is my first time ever going there at all. And I get to be part of the family, so that's going to be exciting. I'm working, so that's exciting. As well as Monster Mania 52 in November, which is the first time. I got to tell you, this one's going to be tough for me because the 12th is my son's birthday. But my son may or may not come with me, but he is also old enough that I can hang out with him beforehand, before I leave, and then when I get back, and it will be a lot of fun. And again, that'll be November 11th through the 13th of November. They'll be in their new location at Oaks Park, Pennsylvania. I'm sorry, Oaks, Pennsylvania. That is a new Monster Mania event. That is in a convention hall, from what I understand. I've not been to that one either, so it'll be a first for me as well. but I'll be there every step of the way. And I can also let you guys know, should you go there and whatnot, never be afraid to ask anyone for any kind of questions about the event. It doesn't matter whether they're a staff, if they're a fan, pretty much the ones who have been around the block a few times, it's not because they're lost and they don't know where they are. It's because they're very familiar and they're willing to help all of the people. And it's a very welcoming community. Don't let the name fool you. And anyone who is, I can't believe I have to say this. I do have to say this, though. If anyone is unaware of, by the name, Monster Mania Con, just so you know, so there's no speculation, it is a horror show. I say this because I've been there and people have gotten upset because people are wearing, you know, monster masks and some scary costumes at a horror convention. Being a convention, people do like to cosplay, which is dressing up as their favorite heroes. Not everyone is a Superman, Batman kind of a thing. This is a horror convention, so they dress up their own heroes. Dracula, Wolfman, Pennywise, Freddy, Jason, Leatherface, and so forth. So if you go to the Monster Mania, spoiler alert, it's a horror convention. Expect to see some monsters, some scary stuff perhaps. Viewer discretion advised, I guess. Common sense, I guess. All right. I just had to say that because I literally did have to, you know, Now, mind you, I was not working at the event, but I did hear that there was a mother who was giving one of the staff people who are all volunteers a hard time because their daughters wanted to meet the kids from It, but there were a lot of scary costumes around, and she wasn't happy about the scary costumes, and could they please do something about that? And then I had to take it upon myself to first one to escalate by saying, excuse me, ma'am, but first, we don't need a show here. And second of all, this person doesn't need to be, it's not their fault. And second of all, it's a Monster Mania convention. It's a horror convention. It says it in its name. This is a common sense thing. These kids who your daughters are here to see are in horror movies. That's why they're here. So, yeah, so just common sense. It's a horror convention. Be expecting to see horror type things. That's all I'm going to say. I'm not saying it's only horror things there and horror people. You can find other things there, too. I'm just saying, if something has it in its name, Monster Mania, Horror Fest, something, expect there to be some type of horror element attached to it. That's all I'm going to say. And also, I want to let people know that my buddy Joe Bruin of the New England Pro Wrestling Hall of Fame and the New England All Access Fan Fest is getting ready for the return of his event in 2023. Eventually, we're going to have him coming on the show talking about that, too. That is a pro wrestling convention, folks. Hence, the wrestling is in the name. So if you go to this event, you know, it's our New England Pro Wrestling Hall of Fame and New England Fan Fest. It's a wrestling thing, so there's a lot of wrestling there. So if you've ever been a fan of pro wrestling, you grew up in wrestling, this is where you want to go. And it's an amazing, Joe does a great job, just like Dave does. Dave does a great job when it comes to horror stuff and pop culture stuff. Joe is just as impressive with his wrestling stuff. A lot of these guys who I've known and have had the privilege of running up and down the road with over the years, so most likely you'll see me there too. So actually, I'll be on both, so there you go. But anyway, folks, I don't want to continue with going forward. I just wanted to mention those two events and those two things. And should you guys want to come on the show, let me know at WOW Dream Matches, W-O-W Dream Matches, D-R-E-A-M-M-A-T-C-H-E-S, at gmail.com. Again, you can find me at F-4-L-S-E-A-N. I always get it. Oh, how about this? Sean, S-E-A-N-J-A-V-V-S-T-E-V-E-N-S on Twitter. You can go on Instagram, again, at F4L-S-E-A-N-J-A-Z-Z-F-T-W, and that's me, the F4L icon himself, Sean Jazz Stevens. So I'm actually going to maybe doing another Instagram page eventually where it's just going to be focusing on just this show. So anyone who watches this show, please be aware. I may be sending that out. And please accept and follow. Thanks. Anyway, folks, last but not least, I want to shout out to my wife and my kids. I love you guys. I hope you guys are doing well. I am proud of all of you. My daughter just got another job. She got promoted to being a manager at a coffee shop. She's working in another coffee shop. She's definitely my daughter. We're working around coffee. I'm proud of her. I'm proud of my son, who's been doing a great job at his movie theater job. This is his second job ever, folks. So, well, paying job, folks. He's proud of that. And he's been doing that. We're going to another basketball game next week. So we're excited about that. And to my wife, my lovely Daria, I love her every day, then, now, and forever. And the same thing goes to the kids. Anyway, folks, I love all of you guys. You guys are all my F4L, and may all your dreams come true. I'm the living legend, the F4L icon, Sean Jazz Stevens. Again, may all your dreams come true.